Sorry, grab that for you.
Okay, thank you. Take your time.
Hello.
Thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, and you?
Oh, doing amazing over here. Thank you for asking. Can't believe the year's almost are over. They're kind of crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And I believe I heard we. So am I speaking? Because I see Cindy on the. Is that right?
Yes. It's my name is Sydney, and then my husband is Richard.
Sydney and Richard. Pleasure to meet you both. All right.
Nice to meet you. I say she's the brains and I'm the brush. So, you know, I do all the work. She takes care of all the paperwork for me.
Hey, man, same thing with me and my wife. No worries. I got you. I understand.
It's like, I'll handle whatever you throw in front of me. Just you take care of the paperwork for me. I got it.
Love it. Great teamwork you guys got. All right, you guys. So, very first thing is Charles sent over some information to catch me up to speed here. So, I just want to make sure, you know, I have everything correct. Now, I do see that you guys are trying to service just the residential work. It says about like a 100-mile radius. Are you guys married to that, or are you guys trying to stay closer proximity if you can? Talk to me about that.
If the price is right, we are willing to go far.
Yeah, I'll go across country if they're paying me the right amount of money.
Right. Totally understandable. Okay.
You know, just trying to stay local within the island and the Bolivia, Shiloh, White Deal, Wilmington. Like, I feel like that's a big, opening.
Okay.
You know.
Well, the reason I asked that is because Charles, he put in a really nice promotional rate, and that goes for all our packages. And they all do differ, and one of the main differences between each package is the service radius. So, I mean, I want to make sure – my job is to make sure that you guys have the right fitted package that's going to benefit you guys to the point where you're not bleeding out money, but also making sure you're getting a good return on your investment. Because we're month-to-month. There's no contract. We don't charge you per call, per click, per job, lead, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. Okay, so I want to make sure that it's a perfect fit for you guys and it's affordable as well. So we'll start off with going over pricing here. But before I do that, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how things work in general?
So the price drops as the area lowers?
Yes, so from what I'm hearing, definitely you want to keep it either within a 50-mile radius or within a 100-mile radius. Anything further than that, it's a whole playing field that you don't want to mess with, to be honest on this one. I feel like, because I know the area pretty well. Yeah. I would say, you know, based off of pricing, you know, the main factors is the difference of the mileage on there.
Yeah, the drive time cost.
So I'll explain one package, you know, and see if that's the right fit for you guys. And if it's in the right budget, then great. And then if not, then no worries. We'll go down to the next one and see if that might be a better fit. The reason I say it is because I want to make sure we're covering all areas. You're not missing opportunities. You know, as far as what we do, customers don't have to know your business name. All they need to know or do is type in on their phone, tablets, computers, anything electronics there. Any of your services that you provide, we make sure that that traffic or that customer is able to find you guys as top recommended options to call you directly. They don't go through a third party whatsoever. There's no middleman or anything like that. So however you want to be contacted, we put that out there for you. Okay. Now, yeah, it's pretty amazing. And it also includes, and again, this is all inclusive around here, local directories. They could not even just look on Google. Maybe they might look on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. That's all included as well. Okay. Now, for this package, yes, sir. On this package, it also includes the ads, Google ads, above the local map section. So no matter what, these customers are definitely going to be seeing you, whether it's on an ad on there or even an organic listing on that map as well, too. So it works magic. Now, for this package, for the 100-mile radius, you also have a tracking system so you can keep track of your analytics, see the keywords that they're using to find you, the phone numbers they're calling from, where they're calling from. The works. We want to make sure you're in full control of everything yourself. Okay. For that package, that pricing for that one with the promotional rate, it brings it to $449 month to month. Out of your $449, not additional, out of your $449 month to month on that one, $300 of those dollars are already going to your ad spend for your Google Ads as well. So you never have to worry about what the end of the month is your billing going to be. It's always going to be $449 on that package. So Sydney, Richard, based off of that pricing for that package, is that something in the right ballpark for you guys in the budget?
Yeah, that's high, my guy. That's as much as my car payment a month.
Okay, all right. No worries. That's okay. And again, I just want to make sure I'm thoroughly, you know, working with you guys to find that right package, because sometimes a lot of people say, hey, John, I want to go 100 miles out. But you know what? To be real with you, sometimes it's always better to take the baby steps first. You got to crawl before you walk, before you run, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I was going to ask if you got, like, a ballpark and around, like, 150 a month mark. I can, you know what I'm saying? I could start off with something like that.
Well, so we do. We have one close. We have $199 package, and then the other one's a $249 package. The differences between the two are dramatic. So I always, when everyone's talking to me, I don't suggest the $199 package. And the reason for that is because it takes longer to get on Google for one. It doesn't cover much radius. And it doesn't include social media. I don't know if you guys ever thought about doing Facebook or a Facebook business page for your business. But let me tell you, it
we
works
have
magic. You do. Okay. So you guys are going to love this package.
Yes, sir. It's not an actual business page yet, but it's a regular Facebook page. We just need to sit down and do research on how to convert it to a business page.
No worries. Sydney, sit back and relax on this one. So our team will be available for you guys Monday through Friday to keep it up to date and everything. If you guys don't have a Facebook business page, we develop one for you. It's included in the package. That's how much this is important, because we use target marketing ads for customers that don't reach out to you through Google or let's say those directories. If they go on Facebook afterwards, your ads pop up on their feed. So it's incredible, right? Where it's like, oh, they get reminders. You know, if they're looking for your services and they go on the Facebook, your ads pop up saying, hey, you guys were looking for these services, call Sydney or call Richard. And boom, they call you directly from there as well. So target marketing ads. And that's for the $249 package. That package goes about 50-mile radius, 55 miles, okay? And includes the local directories, first page placement as well, too, and, of course, an account management team on that as well to keep everything up to date for you guys. The main factor is this. Get you guys the traffic to find you. And two, make sure that you're not getting an extra headache on your shoulders. Like, you know, an extra headache. We want to take the load off your shoulders. Make sure you guys focus more on the job at hand. Let our team run the back end of that stuff. So that way, you guys can expand from there. Later down the road, if you both decide, like, man, this is doing really well, we're ready to go ahead and take on more, you guys can always upgrade in the future there. But if you do, just let me know so that way I can apply that credit still so it could be the lowest pricing on that one.
That's awesome.
That is really awesome. Can you hold on for one quick second, please?
Sure thing, yeah.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Give me one quick second.
You're okay, yeah.
So remind me again. So it's Google, Yelp.
Yep, you got Google, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. Of course, it'll work on all Apple products and electronics. Now, you do have the option to opt into 60 other local directories as well, you know, like Yellow Pages, White Pages, and all that. But, I mean, it's up to you guys to use that if you wanted to. I don't suggest it because those ones kind of bring a lot of spam or robocalls. We don't want that. We want to make sure it's quality.
Yeah, but your phone books are outdated. You know, nobody uses phone books anymore.
Yeah, okay, you know, so exactly.
And I want to get, like, I'll be trying to get into the local papers because I know the older people read the papers still, you know, so that's where the money's at, especially around in this area because it's all retirement.
I was going to say that. Yes, in your area, there's a lot of the elderly, and believe it or not, they like to go on Facebook because they like to keep up with their other family and friends from way back, things like that. So that's why I feel like the Facebook business page, being that developed for you guys and using target marketing ads for that as well, is really going to come a long way for you guys.
Yeah.
How long before the webpage is, like, how long before everything is ready to present to the world?
Great question. And now I like where you guys' minds at. So I'm going to break down everything. We're very transparent here. What I'm about to give you is the averages for customers that don't have any web presence at all. Okay? So it's a little bit different for you guys because it may be a little smoother and quicker for you. But as far as your directories, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that, and your tracking system, that both gets done within the first 5 to 7 days. That's a fast move with that. Facebook business page and the ads already coming out and things like that, we get that done in the first 7 to 14 days. That's our average. So it could be quicker for you guys. I mean, especially if you guys have packaged pictures, testimonials, videos ready set and ready, all you got to do is send them over and we can post them out there for you, run those ads. Getting on the first page of Google, everyone gets confused on this where they're like, oh, yeah, we pay money and it's there. Not how it works. If anyone tells you that, they're lying to you. All right, so pretty much how Google works to get you ranked to on the first page, you have to develop the traffic to get there. Reviews and traffic is your two main factors. So just keep doing what you guys are doing. You don't have any bad reputation. You have great reputation, if anything. And that's the reason why we're calling. So keep doing that. You'll get the reviews will come a long way for you. But the traffic, we get you guys there within the first 30 to 45 days. That's our average for customers that need to get verified, never done this before at all, don't know anything, how to, you know, website, anything like that nature. So that's how fast we can move with that. Richard, Sydney,
Y'all just need to develop a little tax setup, and you can run everything for a business.
Well, we try to do as much as possible, so that way you guys are, again, you know, focusing more on the work rather than all this other stuff. It could be time consuming. It can add stress. I have a side business of my own. You know, I built my own website and all this stuff way before here coming here. And I gotta tell you, man, it killed me. So.
Okay, I have.
Stop it. Focus.
I am so sorry. I have one more question.
Sure.
So when I try to on my own, when I tried to set up a Facebook business page, it was saying that we had to, I don't remember the price, but it said we had to pay for it. So going through you guys, when you create that business page, are we paying you and then Facebook again, or is it just a one-time charge?
No, you ain't paying nothing. And if they're asking for that, that's not us. Do not do it. This is included. We're partners with Facebook and Google. That's why we're able to bundle the service together.
Got it. So I guess the absolute last question is to figure out what card we want to use. Because I really think out of all the companies, we've been trying to call and talk to people for over a month.
It was like, oh,
and it's
really
we're blowing up.
They were.
And Home Advisor through Angie's Leads.
Oh, man, don't get me started with them.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
It's just too expensive. If we can start out small for right now, like $250 is fine. And then 2 or 3 months down the line when we're doing better and making more money, we want to upgrade.
Yeah. Exactly. And you have the option to do that. Just make sure you let me know because, honestly, this promotion that Charles put in here for you is, like, iconic. So I can apply that to any package afterwards.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead,
you guys. Sorry.
I don't know if we need to call you back in, like, 10 minutes or what we got to do. We need to think about which credit card we're using because we are definitely trying to go with you guys. We just whatever card it comes out of, I just want it to come off that card every month and not have to switch to another card later.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah. If you did need to do that, you have full access to do that, obviously, you know? So I just want to make sure you guys are aware of that.
Okay.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we use...
Well, what I wanted to do, I know what we're... We have USAA, but they don't do business cards, so I'm thinking we can find a credit union to pay it today on one of these cards for USA, and then just sign a credit union where they do business cards, and then we can keep up with it that way.
Okay, well,
I just want
just
all the business
nothing.
Payments to be on one card.
You
opened up another card.
I think so.
Oh, my God.
I know
we're trying to buy a house, and you said it.
I know.
No, no.
You got to use it to keep it.
I love you so much. I really... I just paid off all of our credit cards over a month ago, about 2 months ago. Not one of mine are open.
$5,000.
Wow.
Yeah, $5,000, and not one of mine are open. We need to have a conversation. All right. Let me
put this on. You're going to scrap me. You remind me of me and my wife, man.
I do the paperwork side of everything. That includes paying the bills and credit cards, and I can't when I don't know that you open more up.
Right.
Which one? What is that?
All right, so this is a $50 card.
How much is on it right now?
$12.97 on there right now. Or $17. $12.97 on there right now. We spent the $3.23 on the toolbox and the tools and all that, so that can be, I mean, that's company write-off. Put that on here. That's company write-off. And then we'll just use this card as a business card until we can get
a credit union. That's fine. All right, well, you want to do it? Let's go ahead and pull the card out.
So what are we looking at today?
Just $249. It covers for your month. I'll go over that in the recording. Yep. And I will go over that recording. Yeah, to protect you guys. So today's the 5th, so it'll never be anything further. It'll last until the 5th of every month. It'll be only $249. Okay. We'll go over everything in detail here. Before I take any type of card or anything like that, I like to make sure, you know, we got everything correct here because the foundation has to be strong. First thing is, on the card, whose name is on the card, though?
It's mine.
Yeah, it's Richard Lawrence.
Okay, so hold on.
Yeah.
Richard. I'm horrible with spelling, so don't laugh too hard at me. Lawrence is a L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here, really? Okay. That's the first. Okay. And also, I want to make sure that you guys have everything in paper through email and through text for your invoice and everything we discussed and breakdown. What is the best email I can send that invoice to?
Let me pull this up so I can make sure I spell it right.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I just have to see it out loud so I can, see it so I can spell it. It is pronounced all services with an S, all services made simple at gmail.com. If I need to spell it out, I can.
No, you're good. You're good. I got it. All services made simple at gmail.com. I love it. Okay. And then.
Service.
And is this the best phone number that we're calling, ending with a 2144? Is that the best phone number for us to reach out to you guys? Okay. Is that a cell phone number?
I'm sorry, the 2144 is the actual business line. I want to also give you my personal number.
Okay. And what would that number be then? 607-348. Okay.
5946.
Okay, perfect. The reason I asked that is because, you know, in case if we come up with something, we're like, oh man, this is a promotion. They said to come out with 2 weeks and, you know, I don't know if we want to make sure confirmed we could send it out. We want to make sure we're having somebody to contact so that way we could do that. Communication is key in this, you guys.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. This is your guys' business. We will never do something without your permission. So, Just know that. We can't read your minds either. So if you want us to do stuff, then let us know. All right. This part is for Google. I have to make sure it's on point. So I have the business name as Tool Heads, like together, Construction. I have the business address at 424, I can't pronounce that, Acorn Grove Lane, Apartment
it's okay.
B.
Yeah, that's not the correct information.
Okay. Now, I have to have, for Google, we don't have to put the address as a public for everyone to see, but they do need to have a physical address just to make sure they get you guys verified. What would that address be then?
So we can't use a P.O. box?
Correct. Yeah, you can't use a P.O. box. Even if it did get approved, you'll get flagged and taken off. And it's a hard process to get them back on if that's the case.
That's okay. So, because we're still trying to find a place to live, housing. So let's keep it at the 424 Acorn Grove Lane.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
And is that the zip code 23320?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Just need to make sure. Again, we could always swap that out or even not even show your address whatsoever. We could just show the areas that you guys will work in, or service to.
We don't need the address. We don't need the address shown.
Perfect. Okay, I'll make sure to keep note of that as well. Now, the next part here, guys, I want to make sure we're not losing this spot. So I want to make sure our team introduces themselves to you guys. We can do it as early as tomorrow. We just asked for an hour window because they were going to introduce themselves, but also show you how to maneuver through your tracking system so you guys can see how to see where the customers are calling from, what keywords are working, where they're working, things like that. Do you guys have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. What time would work best, morning or evening?
What is tomorrow? Is Wednesday?
Wednesday,
yep. You can call us in the morning.
Morning?
We're usually up at 7 a.m., so any time after 8 is perfect.
Okay. What I could do is set it for 10 a.m. to 11. Would that work for you guys?
Perfect.
Yeah? Okay. Let me go ahead and put this in.
To 11. Okay. All right.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. And it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. And that's my email, just in case you ever need me as well, too. All right, so give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
And I'm going to send the same email to our team, just so that way all you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side as well to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay? I have to put Richard's name on there because his name is on the card as the main person, but I'm putting you as an authorized user, okay, Sydney? So I'll get to that
That's
in just a
perfect.
Second here. All right. As you can tell, it's not my first rodeo. All right.
It's okay.
All right. Perfect. I just sent it now. Let me know once you get it. And, again, all you need to do is hit yes, though. Nothing further than that.
Okay. Oh, no. What is that? Let me see, it says, invitation, the sun is really sunny today. Invitation from, Splash, yep. Okay,
right.
So I know the sender, and then it says, what is it? It's in sun. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so they're in California, that team. So they'll call it from that. 7 a.m. their time is 10 a.m. our time, so. I got you.
Oh.
Yep. And Sydney, am I spelling your name correctly? Is it S-I-D-N-E-Y?
It's Y.
S-Y. Ah, man. Okay, I got you.
It's okay.
All right. And then also, this next part. How do you guys want to be found on Google as far as your hours of operations? You want to be Monday through Friday, 24/7.
So here's the thing. We want it to be 24/7, but at the same time, we don't want people calling us after a certain time unless it's emergent, like a pipe burst or their house flooded or something like that. We don't want them calling at 3 a.m. asking if we can come by tomorrow and install a dishwasher.
Right.
So we're not sure
I hear
of how it needs to be laid out.
Okay. So my suggestion for that is we could put your regular hours and days that you want them to call on, but then I'll put separately 24/7 emergency only. I could do that.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
Okay. So what would you be willing to show for your, like, normal hours, though? Would it be, like, Monday through Friday, or what do you feel?
Yeah.
Well, Monday through Saturday.
We can do Monday through Saturday?
Yep, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, let's do 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 to 6, okay.
Yeah, 8 to 6, okay.
No worries. And again, I don't want everything we're putting in here right now is you're not married to it. Like, anytime you want to adjust it, you're like, hey, you know what? I want to do a later hour or, you know, all day. Perfectly fine. You guys can update it if you wanted to, but our team is going to do that for you. They will be able to do that for you. So utilize them, okay?
Perfect. I was just thinking of the drive time to get from someplace, but that's fine. 8 a.m. is fine. They can call us too.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess.
All right, so what I'm going to do next, because for the target areas, for this package, it goes about 50-mile radius. I'm going to put it at 55 miles out for as far as we can go for right now. And again, later down the future, we can always upgrade to get that further radius. Now, far as the Facebook page, make sure tomorrow to have – or actually – would I be able to find that online right now? Or, because I know
yes.
you mentioned it. Was...
Just type in, yes, look us up under tools, heads with an S.
Okay.
And I did also wanted to throw this out there. They had sent me a letter yesterday. I have to refill the form out and send it back in. But we are supposed to call ourselves, according to the paperwork, Toolheads Construction Incorporation, or Incorporated, or INC, because we had the Facebook set up as Toolheads, and we were just going to leave it as that, but they said because we're an incorporation, when we advertise on Google and stuff, it has to have INC or something like that on it.
Got it. Okay, that's a very important piece right there, and I need to put this in right now. Okay, so Toolheads Construction Inc.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, it's all got a line, you guys. So if it's not the same on everything, that can even actually turn away customers. They might think it's a different company, believe it or not.
And that's why they sent the paperwork back, because I filled it out just Toolheads Construction. I left off the INC, so they sent it back.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to make sure to send you.
I'm glad.
Yeah, we'll make sure to make this process more simple and easier for you guys too. I'm going to send you guys an email to, for the verification process. They may ask for one thing. They may ask for all of it. I don't know. It's just we know exactly what they're going to ask, but we just don't know how much they're going to ask for. So I'm going to send you guys an email. All you need to do is do as much as possible of it. Doesn't mean you have to do it right now, but when you guys can, make sure to fill it out, okay? As far as the business, is it licensed or insured?
Yes.
Both.
It is both.
Okay. All right.
It is licensed to the North Carolina State Secretary, and then Coastal Insurance is who we got the million-dollar policy through, but I can't remember the name of the actual company.
Okay.
It's a third-party thing.
No worries. All right, perfect. And my next question is, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you guys accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
So,
I don't want to say cash.
Yeah.
I mean, not cash,
not check. We don't want to do check, and I don't want to do, like,
I was going to say, I know how Cash App is doing that. Like, if you make so much, you have to claim back.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff. I like Zelle. Zelle works very well. They don't tax anything yet.
USAA and a credit union should do Zelle. I know USAA does it, but another credit union should do Zelle. So we can do either Zelle, or cash.
Perfect. Okay. I'll put that in there. And then, do you guys have a website? Oh, go ahead.
We don't have a website. It's just Facebook. Toolheads. We were in the process of trying to get a website and an app, but it was $30,000 just for the app.
I believe it. I believe it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have an option for you guys on this one. You guys seem like a great couple. I don't know. It's just, I'm like smiling this whole time while I'm talking to you guys. So, if you look at our website at localsplash.com, you guys can fact check me on this. I'm not trying to be a salesman. I just want to give you a helping hand here as an option. Normally our websites cost $2,500 upfront and then you don't pay anything after. Like it's just a one-time fee. If I can get this down to just $99, would that be something of interest for you guys?
Oh, I'm sorry. I understood it was the 99, but can you tell me what it was for again? The line kind of went out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. For a website. Normally it's $2,500, and you can check it yourself if you want. But if I can help you guys, give you an early Christmas present here for $99, one-time fee. There's no additional cost, no gimmicks. It's just me trying to give a helping hand here. We get websites done within the first 7 to 14 days along with your Facebook business page and your ads as well. Completely up to you guys. I'm just giving you guys a heads up on that.
If you have the money on the card and you want to do it.
Yeah, because that'll give us a
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Now, and we don't pay monthly for that. It's just a one-time fee?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
For the life of you being with us. Yeah. Okay. And I like to say this to look out for customers just in case, too. There's no cancellation fees or anything. In case if you ever did decide to part ways on there, we still look out for you guys. So you guys can buy off the domain. You guys can keep it live for, like, $49 a month. Like, it's very affordable on there, and our websites are top-notch, so I'm not going to lie. I develop websites of my own myself, personally, and I watched them do it live one time. It's incredible what they can do. So I'm confident you guys are going to love the website, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, you guys. All right.
I completely forgot it. No, it was about the website thing. It'll come back.
All right, that's okay. If you have questions along the road here, let me know. But please make sure, if you want the process to move quicker and smoother for you, by tomorrow, have some pictures ready. Have some ideas, you know, maybe a video or a testimonials if you want to. They can add that in there. And that's really going to help your business.
Absolutely. On our Facebook page is pretty much a bunch of pictures of all the work that we've done so far, or my husband
Beautiful.
Has done so far.
Okay. So then we can use some of those pictures, kind of filter them out, you know, update it here and there as well, too, just to make sure it's constantly being found. And, you know, customers like to see that you guys are keeping track of all this stuff, too. If they see, like, a post that was
Absolutely.
2 years ago, they're like, how they're going to know they're going to contact me back? You're like, you know what I mean? So it's important.
Yeah, we post daily. Whenever we get a job, we post. So
Excellent. Okay. The next part here is I know I'm putting you on a spot, so you don't have to have all of them, but give me some services that you guys like to be found for. I have construction. I have general contractors. But, I mean, you guys know the vocab and verbiage better than me.
I have a business card, and let me pull it up so I can tell you. Now, he can do anything, but this is some of the stuff that we have on the business card. It's wall repair, plaster, painting, drywall, plumbing, electrical, HVAC. There's a few more. Carpentry, flooring, doors, cleaning, pressure washing, clean out, and auto detailing.
Okay, so I got most of this here. Auto detailing. Okay, now I'm going to ask questions for you guys on this because, just again, this is not my first rodeo here. As far as painting, do you guys do interior and exterior?
Yes, we do.
okay? Because I want to put that. I don't want you guys missing any of this stuff. And then also for HVAC, do you guys do installation and repair?
No, I'm not certified.
Okay, okay.
I wanted to let you know that I'm not certified. I'm not certified as an electrician nor an HVAC service tech, but I'm able to change. I can do everything except what gas is involved. That means, you know, like the complete swap out or...
Okay,
I mean, I
that's why I was asking.
In, but I just can't.
Yeah, okay. We're trying to find a school down here where he can take the classes and get certified for it, because we've only lived in North Carolina since November 3rd.
So if you wanted to put, like, simple HVAC on there for now, you know.
Okay.
Work.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got me questioning.
Don't you only got to put the HVAC on there if you don't want to.
I was going to say maybe for, like, having on your, like, card and things like that, but if I put it on Google, it might get flagged. I don't want that to happen. So for things that are not licensed for on there, I would say, you know, when your customers call in, then you guys can talk from there, like, saying, oh, yeah, we also do this, or, you know, we can do this.
I would subcontract out, like, say, if I was to get somewhere and they needed the compressor changed out, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I would call somebody else to come in and take care of the rest.
Got it. Okay, cool. And again, I'm going to put in parentheses here that you may want to add more. That way, tomorrow when you talk to our techs, they're going to bring up that question there. And if we forgot anything or you want to add or take things off, we can go ahead and do so, okay? And then last but not least, I think we're
but
all set.
If we're
so.
Going to continue this conversation. We have to go upstairs because my phone is on 19%.
Okay, we're almost done. I promise. So the next part, we want to make sure to do the voice verification where everything is recorded. This is a protection for you guys, okay? So I'm going to ask you a few questions in the beginning, and just to verify who you are, obviously, you know, trying to answer as clearly as possible. But as far as I want to put the pricing in there, and I'm also going to tell you guys how to go ahead and part ways in the future if that's the case. So without further ado, first thing is, did I give you a phone number, the 877 number? Hello? Hey, guys, can you hear me? Hello. Hello? Hello? Sydney? Hello, can you guys hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
I don't know, man.
Still?
I know, the time's still going, but I ain't here.